This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Good afternoon, and welcome to Food for Thought with Carol and Tracy. Michelle is in for Tracy today. Tracy is on a business trip. She's on a plane. I'm not even quite sure she's going, but
Lucky her.
I know,
she's
right?
Traveling.
My guess is I think it's work related, but anyway, she's on a plane, so you're right. Lucky her. So it is. We haven't been together behind the mic like this for a long time. So that's kind of interesting.
Jesus, I should put on my headphones and now maybe I can hear. No, I can't hear a thing.
What do you mean you can't hear? Well, you should have done that when you first got in here. So anyway, we're at the Beacon Building. You are listening to The Pulse. You can also stream us live on the World Wide Web at WTPLFM.com. That is powered by the Granite State Dairy Promotion. And you can also tune us in on an app on your phone. It's called the TuneIn app, correct? I'm looking it up right now. I'm pretty sure it's TuneIn. I listen to it all the time like that. It's kind of cool.
That's a good idea.
Actually, it's not on my phone. Bob will tell me. I'm pretty sure it's the TuneIn app. And it comes in like really good. You can just listen right over your phone. So let me see here. We have a packed show as usual. Michelle and I, at the top of the hour, we're going to have Chef Patrick's going to be calling in, Lakes Region Community College. And tune in. Did I say tune in?
Yep.
Yeah,
tune
that is what I said. Tune in.
Radio.
Yeah, tune in radio. Michelle, my dad, and I went to Shaker Village, and we had lunch served by the Lakes Region Community College culinary staff, and we're going to talk about that at the top of the hour.
Yeah.
And Dad's going to be joining us. He was getting something to eat, so he said he'll be right down. and then, of course, we'll have our very own Donna calling in, and then we're going to end the show with our monthly beer segment, Michael Helpley-Pierce. Although I heard that Michael is not coming in, he's sending Seth in with Renee from Brew New Hampshire. So we're going to talk beer at the end of the show. And
awesome.
That's
awesome. Awesome. Last time I was here, we did Oktoberfest beer. Delish.
Yes, that's right. Oh, I wasn't here.
You weren't here.
Yeah, right. I'm
really
like, wait a minute.
Good.
I've drank beer with the boys, but I never remember what the holiday is. But
it was good. Well, that's why I was late. Food, I get your dad, because I was cooking paleo chocolate chip cookies.
Yum. They're so good. You can't even tell the difference.
No, they're really good.
Okay, I cooked dinner last night. My mom and my dad came over for dinner last night.
Say that again.
My mom and my dad.
Oh, okay.
Yes, they did. It was kind of cool. It was cool. And so, you know, Daryl and I have been eating paleo a good percentage of the time. And I made stuffed peppers.
Oh, yeah.
Paleo stuffed peppers. And I did them with, you know, everybody talks about using cauliflower instead of rice and, you know, all that. I did, I made two different kinds. I made chorizo stuffed peppers. I made one with chorizos. And then I made some with beef and ground veal.
And instead of rice.
And instead of rice, I did
the
cauliflower.
Used cauliflower.
Yeah. Mm. You know, and I don't like my peppers when they're hard, you know. I pre-cook them, so I knew that they were going to be soft after I put all the stuff in and the sauce and, you know, all that kind of stuff. But no, I have
like
to say.
It?
Well, okay, I left out that my sister came over also. And when I invite her, I'm thinking, oh my gosh, she's not going to like any of this. But then I'm like, you know what? She's going to have to try it. So whatever. Well, she takes the, oh, and then I had a lot of the filling left over. So, cause I know Kathy probably doesn't like peppers and I had filling left over. So I just put that in an 8x8 and baked that off. So it was nice and crusty on the top, you know, and stuff. She had that. She, you know, opted out of the pepper like I assumed.
Knew she would.
And she takes a bite and you could hear her crunching.
What was crunchy?
The cauliflower.
Oh, you should have cooked weird? It first.
Did you cook it? Well, rice you would, yeah.
But I was even putting it in that, I would cook it first. Because when you make stuffed peppers, you cook the rice first, don't you?
Yeah. I've never made them.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would think you would.
So you have to cook, because cauliflower is hard.
Well, I sauteed it and everything with my meat. I mean, I, you know, I did the onions and the, you know, garlic and the meat. And then I added the cauliflower and, you know, for a good 15 minutes or so. I mean, I have the little pieces.
I didn't think,
and they were in the oven for at least an hour. It doesn't make sense to me.
It doesn't make sense.
I think it's a little weird, too. Because they weren't like chunks. Those are pretty tiny.
Did you get the one in the bag?
I did. I got them at the Hannaford, like you told me. Yeah. I found them right there. Cauliflower crumbles.
Yeah.
It's kind of
delicious.
Cool. I have to say, I didn't really care for it.
Well, you need to try it as
rice.
I need to try it as rice.
Lots of garlic,
coconut oil, a little bit of butter. Saute all that till they're soft. It's
like how long? You must have to saute for a while.
No, it wasn't long. It really was not long. I don't. Yeah, because that's all I put in there. I didn't put no meat or anything, just that. And it's not long.
Interesting.
Yeah. Mm. And it tastes just like rice. It's amazing.
Yeah. Mm. So I did that, and then I did my sweet potato casserole that I made last week, which I just love that. But last night I made it. It wasn't as good as the first time I made it.
Well, I made the 5-ingredient pizza spaghetti pie.
So good.
And Connor and Alicia and my parents were over. So I had a big meal last night, too. Everybody loved it.
Yes, my in-laws are getting the rest today. It's so, so good. Yeah.
Very good.
Very tasty. And I told my sister last night that that's what she ate the day that she came over that Saturday.
She didn't believe you, I bet.
Well, you know how Kathy is. She was a little funny, and you know how Kathy
She loved it, though, when she tried it.
She did, but she didn't kind of admit that last night.
Well, we kind of lied to her and told her it was...
She thought it was...
Gluten-free pasta.
It was pasta. I said, no, it wasn't pasta.
Nope.
I said, it was zucchini. Well, where was the green? I said, I hid it.
That's so funny.
Okay, today's food holiday... I like this one. I got to make sure that I let Daryl know what today is. It is National Men Make a Dinner Day.
Ooh.
Right?
Oh, no, not my man. We would have hot dogs.
He doesn't cook at all.
No. He's not a cook. Mm-mm. No, he doesn't. He never was taught to cook. You know what I mean? It just wasn't his thing. And it doesn't bother me because he does almost 90% of the housework. So he can not cook. Yeah, no, he's not cooked. Doesn't cook.
Interesting. It's also sandwich day.
I miss a nice hearty bread.
Reading today also the top three things for you not to eat.
Bread is one of them.
Wheat bread is one of them. White flour.
Yeah.
Wheat bread, they say, is the absolute worst thing for you to eat. Wheat bread, yogurt, and cereal bars.
Yeah.
Energy bars, cereal bars. Yeah. Worse.
Loaded with sugar and salt.
Apparently, other countries have them banned.
Wow.
It's banned in other countries, these items. So, anyway, it's kind of interesting.
Full of preservatives. Chemical preservatives.
Yes, exactly.
That's what it is.
Exactly. Yeah. And sugar and fructose and syrup and all this kind of stuff. They say the cereal bars are the worst because there's so many different kinds of sugars in there.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Yep. So no wonder the kids love them, and then they're freaking high off the walls all the time.
Well, sugar is addicting, like anything else, like alcohol, like anything. Sugar is addicting. I can prove it. If I eat too much, that's all I want.
Well, do you know last night, all right, we ate that paleo dinner, which was, you know, was oh, I made the pumpkin pie, too.
Ooh.
You know what? Dawn is ready, so we're going to talk about that after.
Okay.
So stay tuned to hear how my paleo pumpkin pie came out. I'm going to need to get Michelle's recipe.
I have the recipe.
Oh, great. I can't wait to hear compared to mine.
I have it.
All right. Well, without any further ado, let's welcome on Donna from Delaware. Hey, Donna.
Hey, Donna.
Hey, girls. How y'all doing in there? Y'all talking about paleo. I want some flour and I want some sugar. Yes, I do. In my cup. It is a must. Yes, it is. How y'all feeling?
Good. Real good. It's kind of like a dreary day outside. It's rainy and kind of yucky out. Yeah.
Well, here comes your sunshine. You know, the temptation say, I got sunshine on a cloudy day. Y'all got Donna on a cloudy day. All right. So everybody's good, though.
Yes. How's it going in good old Delaware?
It's going. Well, you know, the rubber has met the road, and we still smoking, and we still cooking with some hot fish grease around here. So it's all good. It's grits and gravy, baby. Grits and gravy.
Oh, yum. That's one of Michelle's favorites.
So y'all, it is November. Can you believe it's November?
I know. You know, no. It's going by so fast. It's just crazy.
But
just,
you know, November is your month because on my birthday in November, we ready to turn it up.
Yeah, you're right.
You getting excited for November? Are you
excited?
It's
going to get older. That's why
she doesn't want it. No. You seasoned. That's what you call it. It's not older. It's seasoned. Like, it's like seasoned. A pot of collard greens. You got to be well seasoned. You are seasoned. There's nothing wrong with it, baby. Nothing wrong with it.
That's right,
I can't
baby.
Wait to get so... Y'all know I can't wait to get so old because I'm going to make me a... I told you I'd make a perfume with mothballs and Bengay, and y'all going to smell me coming. I ain't playing.
I can smell you now.
Yeah, yes, you will. You smell me coming before you see me coming. So it's all good. So y'all ready?
We are ready.
Okay.
Donna
Hold
from
on
Delaware.
To your seats, girl. Hold on to your seats because it's coming for you. All right. Tuesday is coming. Ready or not, November 8th will be here. If you can't vote for the person, vote for the platform, because the next captain in chief will appoint the next two Supreme Court justices. Abe Lincoln stated, America will never be destroyed from outside. If we falter or lose our freedom, it will be because we destroyed ourselves. Left wing, right wing. Man, the only wing I'm concerned with is the one I can put hot sauce on. I keep getting all kinds of junk mail from people asking me to check Republican, check Democrat. Honey, the only check I will be happy to see is from Publishers Clearinghouse, because Lord knows I didn't subscribe to enough magazines to see Ed McMahon for myself. Yes, Donna is headed to the polls, so make sure when you go to the bank, ask the teller to give you 101s, because I want you to make it rain my way. You know, here's a tip, gentlemen. Two things you might want to learn: your local election and your partner, so that you won't fake it in the booth or in the bedroom. Ken, when I was in grade school, about fifth grade, we had a mock election, and we got to cast our votes. Now, I don't remember if we were voting not to have peas for lunch, but I wish we had voted to have free Butter Crunch cookies, because, man, I love them cookies. Back then, voting was fun, and I know y'all can't wait to cast y'all's votes. So I'm going to give y'all a little practice today. I'm going to let y'all choose the recipe of the week. Ain't that something? Will it be candidate number one, parsnips, or candidate number two, tomatillos? Both are very healthy and delicious, and I found both of them shaking hands and kissing babies in my favorite place, the farmer's market. Both of them making all kinds of promises. I want to see if they'll live up to them. Now, candidate number one, parsnips, states that they reduce high blood pressure, a great natural laxative, fight stress, calms the intestines, high on vitamin A and C, along with copper. Now, candidate number two, tomatillos, states that it aids in weight loss, improves eye health, removes toxins from the body, high in vitamin C, and looks great in green. It's time to vote, and we'll elect. Now, other foodies can't stand us, but give us respect. So, are y'all ready to rock y'all's vote on Donna's Delights and come on and exercise your Bill of Rights? Will it be parsnips or tomatillos? Which one will it be, girls?
You know what? I need both.
Yeah.
No, you can't have both. You got to choose today, just like you're going to have to choose on Tuesday. Now you're going to choose.
Okay.
Which one is going to be?
I'm going to choose tomatillo.
Me too. That's what I was choosing.
All right. Now, the votes have been counted. Ladies and gentlemen, it gives me a great privilege and honor to introduce your new commander-in-chief and recipe of the week. Fried green tomatillos with a miracle sauce, because we need a miracle when it comes to this election. Here's what you'll need to slide into that ballot box. You will need 4 medium tomatillos. Remove the husk, and you're going to slice about 1/4 inch. You're going to need 1/2 cup of pancake mix, 1 egg, 1/4 cup of buttermilk, 1 cup of pinko breadcrumbs, 1 package of Saison, because you know we headed to the border. Either way, Canada or Mexico. We headed to the border, y'all. Anyway, so you'll need one packet of Saison. You'll need a half a teaspoon of Montreal steak seasoning and oil for frying for the sauce. Now, you know I'm always making my sauce. You'll need 3 tablespoons of chive kimchi. That's what I use. And 1 tablespoon of garlic chili sauce, 1/4 teaspoon of cumin. You'll need 1/2 cup of Miracle Whip and 1/2 cup of Greek yogurt and 1/4 teaspoon of smoked paprika. Now, this is how you're going to make your sauce. You're going to place those following ingredients into your blender, and you're going to mix smooth your kimchi, your sauce, your chili sauce, your Miracle Whip, your yogurt, and your smoked paprika and your seasonings. You're going to mix in a blender, and you're going to make it smooth, and you're going to set it aside into a container. Now, to make those tomatillos, fried tomatillos, you're going to make an assembly line, like you're getting free government cheese, because, you know, I miss that government cheese because it made some good macaroni and cheese. Anyway, in one bowl, you're going to place your pancake mix and your Saison. In another bowl, you're going to whisk together your egg and milk. And in a third bowl, you're going to combine your pico bread crumbs and your Montreal steak seasoning. You're going to dredge those tomatillos in that flour. You're going to dip it into that egg mixture, and then you're going to dredge it into your pico breadcrumbs. You're going to repeat with the remain repeat until all your tomatillos are seasoned, are coated, are all well coated. Now you're going to heat up about 1/4 inch of oil into a skillet over medium to high heat until hot, and fry those tomatillos into batches if needed until crispy and golden for about 3 minutes. Transfer onto a paper towel and serve hot with that sauce. King.
Whoa. Mm-hmm. Now, I get intimidated when I see tomatillos.
Don't, because I was in the store. I was in the store the other day. I was, you know, my favorite store. You know, I'm always in the Newark Farmers Market. And I was like, why? They had so many. And I was like, What is the deal with it? So I was like, you know what? If they say they're Mexican tomatoes, so I was like, you know what? They look green, so why can't I fry them like a fried green tomatoes? I fried them last night, and somebody was in here tearing them up, y'all. Huh? Look, he was in it to win it. So what I did was I took the pancake flour, which made them really crispy, and then the pinko breadcrumbs gave it a bite, a crunch. And so the tomatillos, they had like a bite to them, like that, like they had like a tartness. And I think the buttermilk gave it an extra thing, but the sauce, now that was the banging. The sauce on it was banging. So definitely don't be afraid of them. Now they're a little sticky with that plastic, that husk paper on it, but remove that and wash it and go ahead and fry them up.
Okay, so that outside thing you just peel right off then?
Peel it right on off, and then I washed them up, and I sliced them like I sliced the tomato, and I fried them like a fried green tomato, and they were so freaking good. They were banging.
I love it.
You know, I didn't lose. You know, like, we ain't going to lose when it comes to Tuesday. I mean, we ain't going to lose, and I ain't lose when it came to them tomatillos. Now, I made both of them last night, and somebody in here and their greedy self couldn't pick or choose. He ate both of them, too. So I will have both recipes on my website. That's Donna's Delight, DELITS.com. So don't forget to look for both of them. And remember, voting is a responsibility, and I do it gladly with the wisdom of the Creator. I will do my part by praying and voting and have faith in God, because I refuse to be stressed or worried, for life is for living and food is for giving. Don't rock the boat, girls. Go on and rock your boat. And Don's going to go get on the pole so she can shake it fast and show them what she's working with. I'll talk to y'all later.
Bye, Donna.
Bye, Donna.
Bye, Ted. Bye. Oh, boy. You know, I'm going to try those because, you know, I see those tomatillos and I just get intimidated by them.
I do too.
They look like little, you know, and I felt them and they feel like they're different. But, you know, I guess you got to just try it. So I think I'm going to try it. And we need to go on a break. You are listening to Food for Thought. Michelle is in for Tracy today. Dad just joined us. So we're going to go on a break and we'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back. Food for Thought with Carol and Tracy. Michelle is in for Tracy today. Michelle and I haven't been face-to-face like this for a while with headphones on. Dad, why don't you pull that up and let's see if you're on.
Hello.
Oh,
yep,
yeah,
I'm on now.
Yep. Oh, yeah, you are. You're good. Okay. So Dad is joining us, and in a little bit, we're going to talk to Dad about turkey and how to cook your turkey. Always love to hear. You know, it was funny. Daryl and I have been looking at houses, and we went to this house over on Mass Road, you know, on Saturday. And the listing agent for the home, you know, met us with our realtor there and stuff. And she's like, oh, my gosh, nice to meet you. And, you know, da-da-da, I listen to you all the time. And I'm like, you do? Like, oh, my God. Then we went back to see the house, and I took my dad because I really wanted my dad to see it. You should have seen her when we came back. She was just like, and she said, you're going to bring your dad back with you? And I'm like, yeah. Like,
she
okay.
listens to
but
you all the time.
I didn't click that because that was at the
Me
end
either.
Of the house showing, you know?
I wasn't clicking
and then we
at
get
all.
There, and it was like God was walking in the door when my dad walked in. I'm like,
and
seriously?
We both asked,
it was so funny.
Why? What, you know?
Well, she likes listening to your
recipes.
I know.
That's until she said it. I said,
it was very cool.
Yeah, it was.
Very, very cool. Oh, and she's probably listening right
now.
I actually felt like a celebrity.
Yeah. It was funny. He was grinning. It was cool. And you know what? I just want to mention, I have to say this, because, you know, J-Dog and I, you know, we text back and forth. And this Cleveland Indians that...
Oh, no.
It was so sad.
It was so sad.
I was up till after midnight
last
night.
Yeah, me too.
I fell asleep.
Me too.
And the last thing, you know, we were going back and forth when they, because then they tied it up and we were both like, oh, my God, you know.
I know.
And, oh, my gosh, I woke up and the first thing I said to Daryl, I'm like, what happened last night? Please tell me what happened. I couldn't even look at my text because I knew J-Dog texted me. And, oh, I
But, you know, you
so
kind of
bad.
Felt bad for both teams. This and the Chicago Cubs, too. 1908 was the last time they won.
It should have been Cleveland.
You know,
I'm sorry.
I know it should have been. My husband and we were both rooting for Cleveland, too. But. When you were watching, didn't you feel like 2004 watching the people in the audience?
Yes.
They were crying.
Yes.
They were like praying. I felt like, oh my God, this is like when the Red Sox won in 2004.
It's true.
Crazy. It was just brought back a lot of memories.
So, I texted J-Dog this morning.
Did you?
You know, my condolences. And this is what he said. This is so J-Dog. Okay. He says, this is, and I quote J-Dog, it's okay. I have the Indians winning it all in 5 games. Oh, gosh. 5 games at the Nationals in 2017, and I will be there to see it. That's what he
so
said.
Cute.
He's so I just felt, I was just like, come on. I mean, they went overtime and over innings.
Nuts.
And unbelievable. Unbelievable. Yeah. So, anyway.
Yeah, 108 years, long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Cleveland, almost
1948. The same. Was, 1948 was them, and 1908 for Chicago Cubs. So.
I mean, it was good that the two of them, I guess, but Cleveland should have won.
So you didn't watch the CMA Awards?
You know, we did watch the beginning.
They were great.
We watched the beginning, and then we switched over to
these
people.
The game. These people
are
unbelievable.
Did you see Merle Haggard's son?
I know.
Wasn't that cool?
He's pretty darn good too.
Yeah. And you know, Carrie Underwood and Brad Paisley, they were pretty funny.
As I say, they're good.
Did you watch
talented.
It together?
No, I watched it every year, but I didn't. We were
and
watching
then,
the game.
Garth Brooks and his wife sang
that
song.
Yeah, I didn't see that. That's we switched it over.
Unbelievable.
Did Blake Shelton play?
Nope.
He didn't?
No, I didn't see him.
Glad I didn't miss it.
No, Garth Brooks and his wife on a Food Network, they sang it, duets that go back and forth. Very nice.
It was awesome. Yep. It was really
just
awesome.
Like a loving husband. You know what I mean? Oh no, he went and gave her a big kiss at the end and everything. It was really touching.
Nice.
No, everybody went.
Nice.
Very nice.
Yeah, it was good. They always do a good job on that though. Yeah.
No, they do. But year, it was. Well, I say that every year. You're right.
Well,
it was good. The beginning was great.
It was awesome.
Great to
and
see
I,
all
I
those
just,
people.
I was surprised how Carrie Underwood was. She,
yeah.
Funny?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that was hilarious.
Guys,
they were really good.
That's a good show of the year.
Yeah, it is. It is. Did you hear? Don't you use Wen products?
I used to. I haven't in a long time.
Well, don't use them.
Really?
There is a lawsuit right now. When I saw this, it caught my eye because of you.
Yeah, I used to.
$26 million lawsuit. People are claiming they're losing their hair.
Oh my goodness. It's probably been a good year and a half that I've stopped using Wen. Yeah.
Isn't that awful?
Yeah. Wow.
I was like,
well,
oh
you know
gosh.
Why? There's a product that's very similar to Wen at Target, and it's cheaper. Hello, a lot cheaper. But I don't even, I haven't, I've been using a product, organic product from Whole Foods that goes for my hair color. Yeah. Well, that's what I've been
I get
using.
My haircuts at Supercuts, and I buy my shampoo at Supercuts.
Well, I could buy my shampoo for my cousin, too, but. I don't know. I've been, I like this shampoo that
Hair is hard to figure out. I forgot when I use it. I've been using it for
a
long time.
Well, you
don't
use a special one for your white hair, though.
Yeah, well, that's occasional.
Color.
Because it gets too blue. You know what I mean? But and whatever I have here works fine. Yeah. I brought the same product to Florida.
Oh, it is not.
My hair was all over the place.
Yeah, oh, yeah, Florida water. It's awful.
I mean, it was everywhere. I couldn't comb it.
It's awful.
The all-day hold that
you need
I do
some of the sticky
would not
stuff
hold.
To hold it down.
I know,
Florida.
But it wouldn't hold like it does here. So it's all in the water. It's not a shampoo.
I have to have the color stuff because my gray, if I don't use a color shampoo. You know, I forget.
Oh, no, especially if you just do this. Cuckoo. Just hold, touch it. And I don't know, my business, it gets yellow. It's streaking. Not a good color.
It's in now. All that streaking stuff's in.
Yeah, right.
All right. We are at the top of the hour. You're listening to Food for Thought with Carol and Tracy. Michelle is in for Tracy. Dad is here in the house. When we come back, we're going to get a call in from Chef Patrick, Lakes Region Community College. We're going to talk about our lunch date that the three of us had this past Tuesday. And so stay tuned. We'll be right back. Thank you.